Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sonic Fruit here on WMUC FM College Park. I'm your host, Kevin Ireland. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, playing some blues rock, some classic rock, a little bit of grunge, a little bit of indie rock, some singer-songwriter stuff. That's right, we've got a good mix on the set list today. And we're going to kick it off with some blues rock, taking a look at Jimi Hendrix performing live at the Berklee Community Theater in May of 1970, just a few months before his untimely passing. This was on the Cry of Love tour. Now, this show was released as a live album in 2003, posthumously, but at the time it was revered as a great concert among Jimi Hendrix and rock and roll fans alike. It featured some popular material that he'd been playing since his earlier recording days, like the Jimi Hendrix Experience songs Hey Joe, Foxy Lady, Purple Haze. Played some Voodoo Child, but then he also included some newer tunes like Machine Gun, which was released just 2 months prior to the show. And this song that I'm about to play got some great critical reception. Some called it some of the best that he'd put out since his earliest performing and recording days. Now, on this tour, Jimi Hendrix dropped Noel Redding and replaced him with Billy Cox on the bass. So it gives the band a little bit of a different sound coming from underneath, but he did stick with his longtime friend Mitch Mitchell on the drum set. Without further ado, it's called I Don't Live Today.
We'd like to do a thing that is what's happening today with a lot of people. And I'd like to dedicate it to all the cats that are trying to struggle that are going to make it anyway. There's nothing to stop us. That's one thing for sure. It's just a hard battle, that's all. There's a thing called I Don't Live Today. Maybe tomorrow, I can't say, but I don't live today.
Thank you. Oh, type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
For All the Cows from the Foo Fighters' debut album. And that self-titled record was one that Dave Grohl actually recorded and played every instrument on. Very impressive. It's before he got the band together. I ended up linking up with Pat Smear, a couple other guys that he had gotten some gigs with along the way, and then ended up getting the Foo Fighters, and the rest is history. We're going to keep it rolling with a little bit more blues rock for the moment. Been listening to some Dire Straits, making my way through their discography. Here's Southbound again.
Southbound again. Don't know if I'm gonna leave and home. Southbound again. Don't know if I'm gonna leave it home. Boys about to keep moving. Seems like the boys. Single time, roll across rolling river time. Every single time, roll across rolling river time. Look at the same old feeling every time I'm moving down the line. Thank you.
Oh, things got a little out of the ordinary there as we traded the blues for a little bit of progressive rock, some Rush, and then that was a song called Glad by Steve Winwood and Traffic. Great piano playing. Good jam, kind of all comes together at the end as a slow, melodic downslope. And that's off an album called John Barleycorn Must Die, which would be the Sonic Fruit album recommendation of the week. And the title track from that album goes back to an old ancient Scottish and English folk song slash poem about the personification of barley. John Barleycorn is the barley, and his story goes through how men take John Barleycorn and turn him into the various alcoholic beverages that stem from the plant, such as ale and whiskey. Got some new music for you today, coming from the Bends out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, these guys have a few songs out now, maybe an album on the way, but their latest single, Virginia, just came out last week. Check it out.
We were talking about whatever up on their roof. You're a Tuscaloosa girl with an attitude. Getting time, I should be gone. I can't stick around too long. Everybody's waiting for the weekend. Why are you all alone overthinking? Tell me that I got this right.
Smile. Junk bond trader trying to sell a sucker. Don't get up, pull your trigger like the back of my hand. Don't get
Alex G with a runner off of God Save the Animals. Alex G performed here right at UMD's Third Rail radio show back in 2013. You can find the archived show on SoundCloud if you do enough digging. And Alex G actually recorded a couple of songs, music videos, in that live performance, Break being one of them. Great song, that is. Great record as well. If not for John Barleycorn Must Die, I would say God Save the Animals would be number two on the recommended albums for the week. We're going to move over to Meat is Murder by the Smiths. Here's a good one, The Headmaster Ritual.
Oh, the road that runs nowhere. I've been looking for love in the places I can't find it. Oh, my heart's had enough, and my feet, they grow tired. But my eyes, they still try. Left my mind in Minnesota. I've been looking for love. I can't find any answer. Need a sign from above. And my feet,
that's Heat Miser with Bottle Rocket, and that's coming off of the archived compilation album called The Music of Heat Miser, which is Elliott Smith's old band. Grunge, rock, kind of experimented with a lot of stuff in there. And then after a few years, Elliott decided to go his own way with his solo music. And after his death, he received a lot of acclaim, but while he was alive, he mostly played small venues, coffee shops, did amass a bit of a cult following, but was never truly appreciated as much as he should be. We'll be hearing a little bit more Elliott Smith later on We've already heard Junk Bond Trader off Figure Eight. And that one, Bottle Rocket, which he does not sing on. And about a year ago, I was going to a show at the Songbird in D.C. I stopped in a record store right around the block, and I saw that they had a copy of this, Music of Heat Miser. And while I was just going to a concert, I didn't grab a copy of it, but I kind of wish I had. Although it would be silly to be standing in a concert with a vinyl record in your hand. Maybe I'll go back and see if it's still there. Anyways, got some Radiohead for you, Body Snatchers.
I do not understand what it is.